Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
The Door is Open by Reverend Dr. Greg Seltz, former Speaker of the Lutheran Hour, for Saturday, November 30th, 2019. The text is from the prophet Malachi, the fourth chapter. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. In Jerusalem, there is a Holocaust museum dedicated to the memory of the millions of Jews who were killed by the Nazis in World War II. It's been said that going through that museum is a very depressing experience because you will see horrible pictures and read the accounts of the ghettos and the concentration camps. But in the midst of all the dark tales of suffering, there's an amazing story of how God can transform horror into hope. In one of those camps, there was a young lady named Rachel. She endured great hardship from being made to work in the snow with inadequate clothing. She watched in horror as many of her friends and family members were killed. Then, one day, all the guards left unexpectedly. She didn't know that the war was over. Later that day, some American soldiers arrived to set the prisoners free. One American soldier spoke gently to her and convinced her that they indeed had come to rescue her. As she gathered her things, the young soldier stood by her and then held the door for her and said, "After you, ma'am." Rachel started to cry. He asked her, "What's wrong, ma'am?" She said, "I can't remember the last time someone held a door for me. It's the nicest thing anyone has done for me in a long time." The soldier stayed in touch with Rachel after she was relocated, and they became friends. They later fell in love and were married. When someone uses their power not to demean you, but to set you free, that's amazing. It can bring hope to the hopeless and joy to those in sadness. Sadly, sinful human beings abuse power for their own ends, not caring who they hurt. Malachi reminds us that only God can set us free from the bondage and the prison of our sin and guilt. Only God can judge and forgive, and only God can bring new heavens and a new earth to a place that is under judgment all the way to the root. So, if you're feeling overwhelmed by the world's evil, the crushing weight of your sins, or the never-ending grind of life, Malachi says that God will surely act in this world. He will judge evil. He will vindicate all who trust in Him. In fact, in Jesus Christ, He already has. Thinking back on that young girl and the soldier holding the door open for her, it's hard to grasp what she must have felt seeing the door open for her escape, her real rescue. And then I thought about Jesus. After His death and resurrection, He literally opened the door from the desperation of this world into the resurrection reality of life, life in Him forever. That's a day of hope you get to be a part of by faith in Him. Take His hand today. Follow where He leads. You'll be glad you did. And pray with me. Heavenly Father, let my confidence stay rooted in Your eternal promises of love and protection. In Jesus' name, amen.